Hi, I'm Alexa Lauren, and welcome to my podcast, Heart of a Seeker. Today, we'll be talking about what God has in store for us. I know many times I have struggled and fallen short, but I also know that as we seek God, He begins to help us break those chains in our lives, and that is my greatest desires as we explore and journey through this podcast together, that we begin to just see chains fall off in our lives and really dive into the Word of God and seeing who and what God's heart is. So I just want to open us up in prayer. Lord, I just pray for this person listening to this podcast, that this word would fall on good soil and take deep root into their hearts. I pray that it would produce good fruit and that it would be life-changing to them. I pray that we would come to know your heart, Lord, and that we wouldn't listen to the lies of religion and the lies of others, but that we would truly get into your word and allow your word to transform us. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. One of my favorite authors in the Bible is David, the psalmist. And what I love about David is that he is considered a man after God's own heart. And I really feel that we should be men and women after God's own heart, that we should begin to seek him so that we could truly know him and who he is. And you know, what I also love about David is he wasn't perfect. If you read about his story, he actually committed adultery. He impregnated this woman that was actually married, and her husband served in his military, and he put him in the front line so that he would die out in the field. And he did that purposely so that he could marry his wife, Bathsheba. And actually, sadly, that first baby, they ends up dying. And then from there, their second child is Solomon, who ends up writing the Book of Solomon and was one of the wisest men in the world. But what I love more than anything is the fact that he wasn't perfect. Even in his sin, even in his daily struggle, even in his mental battles daily, because he, if you read the Psalms, you would realize he struggles with depression and anxiety. And even in all of that, God still considers him a man after God's own heart. And that's what I love. I think sometimes we get too caught up in religion. We get too caught up on trying to be perfect. And we miss the mark, realizing that there is no condemnation in Christ. And when we accept Christ as Lord and Savior, there's no more condemnation. And the word clearly says we all fall short of the glory of God, meaning we all sin. We all don't get it right. You know, even as Christians, one thing that really helped me a long time ago to understand was we're not sinless. We're not going to live a sinless life. But as we seek Christ, he helps us sin less. And so instead of us trying to live this idea of being sinless, as we seek him, he will begin to break those chains and we will begin to sin less in life because of our love for God and wanting to do what pleases him. So I encourage you, it doesn't matter where you are in this walk in life right now. It doesn't matter what you're struggling with. It doesn't matter what chains are trying to hold you down. The secret isn't, oh, I need to get myself right so that God can use me. No. What I've come to realize is I need to seek God so I can get it right. I need to let God heal my heart so I can get it right. And I personally, a little bit about my story, as this is our first podcast together. I have struggled with anxiety and depression from a young age. I actually had my first panic attack at the age of 10. And I remember struggling with suicidal thoughts from the age of 7 years old. And I remember just this battle in my mind of just not feeling worthy or feeling like I was good enough. And from there, I've actually been married 2 times. And I'm not going to get too far into my relationships at this point, but I just want to say that because of me not being able to surrender those things in my life, that anxiety and that depression and these thoughts of anger and these thoughts of self-harm, I often did not allow God to fully do his work in me because I felt like I knew better. I felt like I could do it. And I never told people what I was actually struggling with for many years. I actually felt a lot of shame to even speak out and tell people my struggles. But I realized that in order to be able to be set free, we need to put things out in the light. Because the word says, where there's light, darkness can't live. And so I pray that we begin to just be transparent through this journey, that we begin to be honest. And if you like to journal, I'd encourage you to start journaling or just writing or whatever you feel on your heart, or just asking God to show those areas in your life where you are personally struggling. And my heart is for you to begin to find healing. And your story may be different than mine, and you may have different battles than I've had. But at the end of the day, the enemy will try and condemn us on the areas that we struggle in, our weaknesses. So my prayer really is that you begin to just surrender those things to him. And it can be daily. I often surrender things daily to God. I begin to seek God first. And in the morning, even if it's a short prayer, I just ask God, please come and be part of today. Show me what to do. Give me wisdom. Give me strength. And my goal here is to get us deeper in the Word weekly so we can really know, who is God? Who does God say I am? What is God's love? And I realized that I did not understand God's love. I did not understand who he really was. And that often led me down very negative paths because I was looking for love in all the wrong places. I thought I could find love in people, in relationships. You know, sometimes people look for it in addictions or drinking or promiscuity or whatever we can find to fill that hole in our heart, because we just desire to feel loved and accepted. Maybe that's through materialistic things. Whatever it is that you have put before God, whatever are what we would call idols, anything in life that we put before God, I pray that we would surrender that and just begin to allow those things to not become the focus, but say, God, you're my focus today and every day. I'm going to seek you. I'm going to trust you. I'm going to know you want what's best for me. And so I want to continue on this journey. We'll dive in deeper into other characters in the Bible that have struggled, that have, you know, face different things, and how God dealt with that and how God helped them through that and encouraged them through their faith. You know, sometimes we feel like, oh my gosh, I've made too many mistakes. This isn't for me. I'm just never going to get it. I just keep doing the same sin over and over. As much as I love God, I just can't stop this habitual sin. Look, I've been there. All these things that I'm going to share with you are things that I've struggled with myself, things that I am not proud of, things that I wish I could have turned around sooner, but instead I just kept digging a hole deeper and deeper and feeling more lost and broken over time. I have come to learn and realize that the Word says, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. And what that really starts with, if you read that, is submit to God. And sometimes we're just not submitting these things. And we begin to wonder why we keep struggling, or where this anger is coming from, or where this hurt is coming from. And it's because we're not submitting it. We're not letting it go. And what happens is when we don't submit those things, the enemy begins to speak to us, and we begin to listen to his lies, and we begin to entertain those things. But we have to learn to take every thought captive. That's what the Word of God says. Take every thought captive, meaning don't let it go run wild in your mind. Begin to grasp it and say, no, I'm not going to entertain that today. I rebuke that in Jesus' name, because I am the child of God. I am beautifully and wonderfully made. He does make beauty from ashes, and beginning to just speak that word over your life and being washed by his word. I love in one of the scriptures where it talks about how Jesus came to love us and to marry his bride, who was the church, and wash her with his word. And what happens is, as we begin to get the word in our spirit, it will begin to rise up. It's actually a promise in the Bible. It says that it will be with the Holy Spirit, it will come to remembrance. So sometimes I may be praying and these scriptures just begin to rise up in my mind. And I'm going to be honest, sometimes I don't know exactly where it is in the Bible. I have to look it up sometimes later in Google. But the truth is, I know the word. I know what the word says. And it also allows me to be able to test spirits when I meet people. It allows me to know if they're speaking from a place of the Holy Spirit or if it's not. And that's why I think it's so important for us to learn the word for ourselves and not just depend on the leaders in our church or people that we meet to tell us what the word of God says, because we're human. We don't always get it right. Sometimes we might quote things wrong or say things incorrectly or misinterpret something that we read. So it's so important for us to actually know the word for ourselves, to test it. And I remember actually when I was going through my first divorce, and I'll share this story, where the pastor one day was preaching and he said, even Israel, God gave Israel a certificate of divorce due to their continued disobedience. And I remember stopping and thinking, what? I thought God hated divorce. What is he talking about? And I remember not really believing that word that was said to me. And I later went to study it, ended up finding this book that also talked about a biblical perspective of divorce. And I'm not going to get too far into that at this moment, because I truly do believe that God can restore marriages, but I also do believe that sometimes divorce is necessary for the rest of us to be able to accomplish what we need to accomplish. And I'm not saying divorce is the answer. I really believe that we need to trust God in our relationships and marriages to allow Him to tell us what steps we should take. But I bring up this example for the very fact that the pastor preached something that I had heard something different for many years, had never remember reading that scripture, but later coming to realize that it was written in the Bible. And one thing that really stood out to me was due to their continued disobedience. The fact that their heart wasn't yielding, the fact that their heart wasn't willing, the fact that their heart was not putting God first and they were putting idols and things before God. And so he actually gave them a certificate of divorce. And in that moment, I realized that what the pastor was preaching did line up with God's word. And I always encourage you to read things in context, that it's so important as we read God's word, not to just take whatever verse we feel applies, but really reading it in its whole passage to really understand what is it God is telling us. And so I'm going to be as vulnerable and transparent with you guys throughout these podcasts. I'm going to share with you what I have personally learned. And I just want you to remember that we do all fall short of the glory of God. We're not perfect. We may continue struggling with something, but I do know and I can testify that as you submit it to God and you trust Him and you seek Him daily, He will begin to deliver you of those things. He will continue to break things off in your life. And it may not happen one day to the next. It's definitely been a process for me. Some things have taken years for me to let go. And even though I love God and I always want to do what's best, I always think of David, that even David making the mistakes that he made, committing the sins that he made, that at the end of the day, he was still one that sought God wholeheartedly. He loved God. He would meditate on His word day and night. He wanted to fulfill His law. And it says that He wanted to fulfill His law until till the end of His days. And so I really encourage that's how we begin to view this and how we view God. And I pray that you would just be encouraged daily, each and every day, and just know that He is in control. He is our Father. He loves us. And He would do anything for us. And that even when we are struggling, He sees us. And He just wants to be our friend. He wants to be our Father. He wants us to trust Him and speak to Him. There were times I was angry and hurt through some of the things that I've lived, but I would just be very transparent and vulnerable with Him, and He would minister to my spirit and to my heart. And I've always felt Him so close. So right now I'm going to close in prayer. I just pray right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, that You would just open up this person's heart, that they would be receptive, that this word has encouraged them, Father, that they would no longer believe the lies of the enemy, but they would begin to read Your word so that they can combat the enemy of his lies, just like Jesus did when he was being tempted for 40 days and 40 nights. just like he did when Satan would come and say, did God really say? And what did Jesus do? He quoted the Bible right back to him. He quoted God's word right back to Satan and poured down every lie that he had. And I pray that's who we would be, that we would know your heart holy, that we would begin to see your face, because it says, if we seek you, we will find you. And I pray that it doesn't matter where you are in this moment in life. In Deuteronomy 4:29, it says, if you seek me, you will find me. And wherever you're there is today, you will find God. And I promise that if you just trust him and look for him, you will know him. And that's my prayer for you today. In Jesus' name, amen.